Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about the difference between manifesting from the human consciousness versus the subconscious versus the one consciousness or the God consciousness or the Krishna consciousness, whatever you'd like to call it. We're going to call it the one consciousness. And we're going to talk about the difference between manifesting from these three different projections of consciousness. So this is going to get pretty fun. Before we do, a quick shout out to new listeners in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you for this connection. We're so excited to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, want to share your story, just head on over to CatherineColleen.com, sign up for the email list, and write me back. You can just email your questions and thoughts anytime. Very easy. So let me know how it's going. There's a link in the show notes. If you scroll down, check that out. Tell me your story. Tell me how I can help. So I called this because I decided it would be making a conscious choice, about what you want in this life is always step one. And I have studied manifesting deeply for years, and the further I get, the more I recognize that there is a distinct difference between choices we make at the conscious neocortex human consciousness level, choices we make at the subconscious level, and choices we make from the level of the one consciousness or God consciousness. And here I want to explore that difference to try to describe how it feels and how to make choices from the perspective of the one consciousness. And I ask my guides to help me articulate this correctly. So you're probably already aware that there's a difference, right? I can make a choice in my human consciousness. I can say, I'm going to find a new job. Okay. But then you might end up sabotaging yourself. Or you might say, I'm going to find a new love relationship. But then you end up sabotaging the relationship, right? So the subconscious is making a choice to sabotage. Whereas the human consciousness is saying, I want this, but the subconscious is saying, you don't deserve that. So these are choices. And sometimes it can be incredibly difficult to know, what are you subconsciously thinking versus what are you consciously thinking? What are you subconsciously asking for versus what are you consciously asking for? And then beyond that, can you get to a place of experiencing the one consciousness, being part of that, it may be called the non-local mind, and making a choice from that place? And what does that feel like, and how can you tell the difference? So we make choices in the conscious mind, is what I'm going to call it, in the neocortex, in the human consciousness, all day long. We think and we analyze about what we want, and we load it with logic as to why we want it. And we apply morals based on societal beliefs as to why we deserve it or why it is possible. And we strategized based on history and stories about others how to make it happen. And from this place, it takes action to make it happen. Lots of hard work is often followed by some level of success, usually within a few years, sometimes within a few months. So choices made from the level of human consciousness feel like they're happening in the front of the brain. They feel like they're happening high up in the body. And you'll come to recognize it because you start justifying it. You know, oh, well, Joe did that, and so if I just do what Joe did, I'll get there, and it'll take some work. And the truth is you will get there, and if you do the work, you'll make it happen. So let's take a look at subconscious choices. At the subconscious level, we store a set of beliefs. And these beliefs detail what we are, what we are not, what is possible, what is impossible, beliefs about whether we are worthy of one thing or another. And these beliefs were planted there during childhood and also through your life experiences. Now, in the core of our humanity, we want to understand how life works and who we are. The subconscious is filing away these conclusions about life and self based on our experiences all the time. It just files them away in the subconscious. Now, sometimes these conclusions, these beliefs are wrong, and we have to work to change them. When we consciously want something to happen in our lives, the subconscious acts as either an amplifier or as a block. See, our desire is filtered through our subconscious beliefs. If it's in line with our subconscious beliefs, then it is amplified by the subconscious. The subconscious is agreeing. Yeah, yeah, we want that. We should have that. But if it's counter to your subconscious beliefs, then the subconscious will block it. Like you may say, oh, I want that. And the subconscious will go, no, you don't deserve that. Or that's a bad thing. You don't want that. You should not have that. So, for example, if you want more money, but you subconsciously believe that you don't deserve it, then you won't get it. But if you want more money and you subconsciously believe that it is possible and it's a good thing, then you will get it. Is the difference between sabotaging yourself or actually promoting what you want. Now, we make choices at the subconscious as well. We make choices here. It's not all about just backing up the choices that you made at the human consciousness level. But you may not even realize that you're making choices at the subconscious level. So how can you recognize that? Subconscious choices look like repeating patterns because they're based on beliefs about you and about life and about deservance. You may see yourself, for example, choosing the same type of relationships over and over. That's a pattern. That's choices being made at the subconscious. You might see consistently be maintaining a mindset of lacking, even though you now have plenty. Or a mindset of plenty, even though you now lack. It can go both ways. Even though the reality has changed, but your mindset has not changed. Consistently making workouts and health a priority. This is also choices that are being made at the subconscious level. Saving and budgeting is something that has to be driven at the subconscious level. But also self-sabotage through bad habits is driven at the subconscious level. So look at your daily habits and look at your life patterns. And you will see your subconscious beliefs playing out as choices. Now, when your subconscious decides that you should have some experience or something, you will have it within months. This is the difference. When your human consciousness decides that you want something, you will have it within years. When your subconscious decides that you want something, you will have it within months and without a whole lot of effort. So there's much less effort involved. But the subconscious does not filter for what is good for you or what is bad for you. It filters based on your deeply held beliefs, whether you're aware of them or not. So you could be filtering on rules that you don't even know that you're harboring. If you believe subconsciously that you should suffer, then you will have a never-ending string of events to bring you the pain that you think you deserve. If you believe that life is stress, then you will have a never-ending stream of stressful things, or you will simply react in a stressful way to things that even should be fun. So it's really a tricky thing. If you make a choice from the level of the subconscious, or you get your subconscious on board with what you think you want, you will have it very quickly, but you may be subjected to negative patterns. So let's talk about choices by the one consciousness, or the God consciousness, or it might be called the Krishna consciousness, or the non-local mind. The one consciousness is that part of our minds, energy, and being that is connected to all things. It is an incredibly powerful perspective from which to decide what you want for your life. You are of the divine. You are part and whole of the divine. You are the divine. You are created of and by pure source and are thus connected to source deeply because you are it. You are literally the divine here on this earth, learning through experiences. We all are. Choices made here are filtered by what is best for your growth as the divine, seeking to understand itself. Now, this may include unpleasant experiences and wonderful experiences, but they will always fuel your growth and will never sabotage you truly, unless you feel you deserve that. Now, choices made here are manifested within days, if not instantly. They are the will of the divine. As you hear experiencing this life, now you being within the divine, of the divine, and therefore deeply divine yourself, you can connect with this consciousness and make choices from this perspective. Choices made as the one consciousness look more like meta choices. They include the true end result that you're looking for without any necessary detail about how it's going to happen. There is clarity here. Now, when connected to the one consciousness, you will not desire self-sabotaging choices. You will know the true desire of the divine for you here in this life, and you can bring the divine will to bear towards that end. So what's the difference? When you decide that you want some experience or something in your life, it helps to recognize which consciousness is choosing it and why. So as usual, we want to examine our choices before we just go running off and doing things. So choosing from the level of the human consciousness feels like activity in the front of the brain, in the neocortex. Choices made here are detailed, focused on specific facts and specific actions, and they're backed with logic. There's little feeling or emotion involved. And you're very focused on your factual reality and what you're going to do about it. Choosing from the level of the subconscious feels like broadly stated belief. It sounds like I never, whatever, or I always, or that's just how life is. It feels like activity deep in the limbic brain, in the middle of the brain, down in the middle. Now, decisions made here have feelings attached to them, like envy, love, joy, sadness, anger, unworthiness. And these decisions may not seem like decisions. They sound more like beliefs about realities of your life. Well, you know, bad things always happen to me. That's a choice that's been made at the subconscious level. A belief, however, is nothing more than an entire set of decisions in one. A belief will ultimately compel you at the level of human consciousness to take actions that are in line with that belief. So if you believe, if you've made a choice at the subconscious level that bad things always happen to you, then you will feel compelled to make choices at the human consciousness level that ensure that bad things will happen to you. And then you'll see that recurring pattern. So that belief will ultimately compel you to take action. So, for example, if you could go the other way. If you decide in the subconscious that health is absolutely critical, then you will feel compelled in your human consciousness to work out regularly, to eat what you think is healthy, and so on. It was your human consciousness that ultimately crafted and took specific action, but the decision was made in your subconscious. Now, choosing from the level of the one consciousness is yet even more generalized. It feels like activity in the back of the brain, within the occipital lobe. Decisions made here feel like faraway goals, but they contain a certainty that feels rooted in the gut. It doesn't feel like wanting. It feels like knowing. Knowing that something is to be. So there's a level of certainty around it that you don't have around other decisions. Now, it may seem irrational to the human consciousness because the human consciousness cannot see how to make it happen right now. There's no logic behind how are we going to do that. It will seem exciting to the subconscious, eliciting feelings of hope and excitement and anticipation. Like, oh, that would be so cool. Now, the decisions made here are in support of the soul's planned journey, including lessons that your soul planned to encounter along the way. These could be difficult lessons, or they could be joyous and fun lessons. Now, decisions here are not specific, and they're not emotional, although they will evoke emotional response from the subconscious and lots of strategizing from the human consciousness. Decisions made by the one consciousness have a level of certainty that can only be described as knowing. It's not that you think it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. And that's the difference. It is to be, period. Now, you cannot force the one consciousness to make a choice that is counter to your life plan. And you can't speed up any particular milestone. So that kind of sucks. But when you first begin to discern where your choices are made, it is incredibly easy to fool yourself. You may want something to be true, and you may convince yourself that you decided it in the one consciousness, when really it was just your human consciousness wanting it. And all the while, your subconscious is against it, and therefore it doesn't happen. So you question your life plan, and you question God, and you question life itself. But it can go the other way, too. It may be that the one consciousness has chosen something to be a part of your life. It may be that you are destined to be something or experiencing something, and your subconscious is afraid of it, and so your human consciousness begins to reason about why, well, that's silly anyway, and will never happen, and after all, you have a choice, don't you? No, you don't. Because deep down in your gut, you know the truth. In your soul, you know it. And when something has been decided at the level of the one consciousness, it will be. If it has to drag you kicking and screaming into it. So the key is learning to accurately discern where your thoughts, desires, and decisions are coming from. This just takes practice and a willingness to accept the truth, whatever that might be. Now, with practice, you can get to a place where all three levels of consciousness are supporting each other and working together. Major milestones in your life will be overseen by the one consciousness. But there's wiggle room to create all manner of beautiful variations between the milestones using your subconscious and your human consciousness. It comes down to this. Why did something happen in your life? Well, it could be one of three things. Because I wanted it to happen. Well, that's the human consciousness. Because I decided it would happen. That's the subconsciousness. Because it was to be. That's the one consciousness. Now, ultimately, all action is taken by the human consciousness when it comes down to actually doing something. All decisions result in compelling the human consciousness to take that action. So even decisions made by the one consciousness will result in new beliefs in the subconscious, which results in the human consciousness being compelled to take action. Action is taken, and happenings result. Now that compelling to take action is mild when the root of the choice is the human consciousness. And that compelling is stronger when the root of the choice is the subconscious. And the compelling is downright undeniable when the root of the choice is the one consciousness. So that's another way that you might recognize which level of consciousness is actually making the choice. The strength of that compelling, of that desire of I've just got to do this, is different. So at the human consciousness level, it might feel like, yeah, I should do that. I should do that. And if the subconscious wants it, it would feel like, I've got to do that. And then, you know, this is just what I need to do. And then if it's coming from the one consciousness, you just must. You don't even think about it. You just do it. So this can be a very fun exploration. And over the coming years, we're going to keep exploring different projections of consciousness, different types of consciousness, the differences between, how they relate to each other, how to experience each one and to recognize where decisions are made and where compellings are coming from. So fun stuff. Get your thoughts and ideas in. Get your stories in. Let me know how I can help. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you next time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.